Welcome to the Masterclass of One with Zig Ziglar Master Coach David Creel. It's called the Masterclass of One because it's about the person David is speaking to, but you can listen and act like David is asking you the questions. Then go and apply them and change your life. If you want to create impact in the lives of others, increase your personal income, and be a more productive and efficient human being, you're in the right place. We're glad you're here.
Hello again, David Creel, Ziglar Master Coach, with another episode of the Masterclass of One podcast. Today, I'm welcoming my friend from Ohio who used to work on plants and now helps businesses grow through marketing and streamlining their efforts. Jordan, how are you today?
I am well. And how are you, David?
I am blessed and highly favored. Thanks for agreeing to join me today. And I think it's going to be a blast.
I'm very excited to be here.
Awesome. Okay. So with that being said, this is a kind of unusual podcast where this is an interview. This is a coaching session. So with that being said, how can I best help you today?
So something in my life that I'm really challenging myself with right now is a work-life balance, because I do work from home and I kind of work all day, every day, nonstop, including weekends. And I feel like I'm losing my personal side of things. And then on top of that, trying to not have such heavy expectations to be 150% all the time.
Okay. So what does your day typically look like now?
My day usually starts at 5:45 in the morning. I get up, I have a cup of coffee, I meditate. I then start my day by logging into my computer, checking through automations that I've built for other companies, making sure that everything is working, following up on emails, trying to see what needs fixed for if they're a new client of mine or current client and we're doing any changes. And then it's actual time to fix and build and try to make things run seamlessly. The last month and a half of my life has been devoted to fixing a submissions process for an organization. And it's been a full build out from how they donate in to receiving a certificate of thanks. And it has been great to learn, but it's been exhausting. And I feel like I've had really high expectations on myself in this process, and it has absolutely drained my cup.
Okay. And is that one of those words that you just said triggers some other things? You said expectations. So yes. is your current workload, is that what's expected of you from whatever organization you're working from, or do you put that on yourself?
I think it's a little bit of both. On the workload side, from organizations or other businesses that I do work with, you know, there are a few that I would kind of label as A-plus customer, that it needs to be done at the highest priority because of how their business is run. And then there's others that can kind of take a little bit of a step back and it doesn't need to be done at that second. But there gets to be a lot of add-ons to those projects, and they are like thrown out of left side very quickly. So on those bigger projects, I'm feeling a lot of expectation and pressure on myself. And then I'm also striving to make something work that sometimes I don't know how to make it work. And I'm having to figure out how to not reinvent the wheel, but also creatively make it happen, if that makes sense.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. You don't know what you don't know.
Yeah.
And you don't know what you don't know until you know what you do know. You know, and then both sides are kind of, they present themselves. Okay, so if I could wave a magic wand.
Right.
Look, I have one. Look, I have a magic wand. This is not a pen. This is not a four-color pen. This is a magic wand. Okay, so if I could wave a magic wand and I could just give you exactly what you want, what is that?
Figuratively, a second me would be awesome if that was possible. But I think that probably a list of prioritizing and better tools to prioritize and not feel like everything is on fire constantly. If I think that would be the best way to put it.
OK, Okay. Is everything on fire constantly?
No. And I have to find a way to remind myself that things are not on fire and it's not complete, utter chaos constantly, even though it feels that way.
Okay. So what you really need, remember those Staples commercials, the easy button?
Where it's like,
that was easy. That's what you need. Okay, you need an easy button. Okay.
Yes.
But when you wake up, how quickly do you check email?
I give myself about 45 minutes to really just take 45 minutes before I start that.
Okay. So you're up at say five, you said 5:45 and you basically start checking email at 6:30.
Yes.
And you don't stop checking email until you go to bed.
I was going to say, sometimes it's 10:30, 11:30 at night that I'm still logged in, trying to get everything that has come through done. And whether that's projects that are a few weeks old and getting caught up to the stages that they need to be, or, you know, it's on the list of what needs done. It's just, there's really no breathing room in the day. And like, I'll take a few hours if I can, but I, even in that time of taking a few hours, feel like things are going to collapse. And I don't know how to counter that in my head.
Are they going to collapse?
No.
So it's almost like, you know, like on movies, wherever there's like a bomb or something, there's like somebody opens the case and there's a big flashing red button.
Yes.
And if you hit this thing, sayonara, it's over. Okay. But the reality is that's almost never the case.
Right.
Almost never. Now, yeah, if you push the button, yeah, you need to head for shelter. But the businesses you work for, do they work 24/7, 365? Or as close to 24/7, 365 minus sleep as possible?
The one I can tell you that the lady who runs it very closely, she almost works the same amount of hours as I pull off in a week, but she's trying to balance just, I feel like she and I are very similar on trying to balance the world. But everybody else, no, they get their weekends, they get their nights with their people, they get a break. And, you know, they get to turn their brain off and just be a person again for a little bit. So what I hear you saying is I can also do that because things aren't on fire and I can also take a break. And that
You can do whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
But let me ask a different question. You said, okay, two-part question. One, you said this has been going for about 6 weeks, right?
Yeah.
Give or take. Okay. When is the finish line?
Finish line was last Wednesday and it's got extended months. And it's been now.
All right. So now you're into overtime.
Yeah. And it's from add-ons that have put me in overtime.
But that's on you or that's on them?
That's on them. It's like details that we don't anticipate. And I mean, I'd love to tell you that I can anticipate anything going wrong and everything happening, but I don't have an all-seeing eye, obviously.
That's above your pay grade.
Yeah. And, you know, it's a lot of testing to get to here. And, you know, last week when I presented, you know, I was at 100% complete, but then there are those minor details that need changed. And, you know, taking on other segments that need fixed from previous projects at the same time, it puts a lot in the pressure zone of me. And I'm like, I don't want to look at someone and be like, I'm one person and I do need a few days to figure things out. Because I'm also putting the pressure on, this needs done ASAP, because now we're a week past what we were doing.
Well, yes, that's true. But there was also variables that were beyond your control. You didn't make the changes. They wanted the changes. So obviously you can't... scratch that. Okay, let me ask you this. When's the last time that you allowed grace into your life?
It's been a while. I can't tell you.
Okay.
Of letting myself just have grace. Can't really tell you a full-time moment, honestly.
So, as you have correctly stated, you do not have an all-seeing eye.
Yes.
And frankly, I'm thankful for that. Okay. If I'm being perfectly honest. And I'm thankful I don't have it either. Okay. Right. But grace is a funny thing. Because is the one who's making all the edits and changes, is this the one that goes 90-0 just like you?
Yeah. And I had said, you know, the other day when I met, I was like, I need you to know it's going to take me a few days to do some of these. Cause like it's coding and I'm not a coder for a living. Like that's not what I do. So it takes me a little longer than, you know, somebody who knows how to do those things. So she was understanding, but then I also have that side of me of, I really want to just get this done. And then I pulled nights till 11:30 working and I'm just feeling like that burning the candle at both ends in that moment.
Yeah. So whenever you told whoever the person's name is that goes 90-0 like you, whenever you told her, hey, you know, we agreed XYZ, I presented you XYZ, now you've added ABC to this, I need some time because this cannot be done by sunup or sundown, whichever, you know. And what did she say to that?
She was really receptive and she was very understanding because part of the projects that I've taken on are out of my scope of project in the first place. And they work in tandem together. So I understand why it needs done and why it got added. But, you know, when I explained, I need a few days, I have to figure this out. I have to do some research of how it's done because that's not something I'm versed in. And I'm the first one to admit when I don't know how to do something because I don't want to take something on that I can't do and then drop the ball. And sadly, I did drop the ball with something that I said I can do because my brain went, this is really easy, step by step by step. But a setting was turned on that I didn't know was turned on. And a mass mailing went out to 1,000 people that I'm now trying to fix. So mistakes are made. And then she's receptive, but then I feel like I just totally dropped the ball. So that's been the feeling today, which is why this question has popped up of how do I take the expectation down a little bit? Because it's like, I feel like I'm not breathing and it's hard.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
100% it's hard. And whenever you told this person, you told her that was when was that? When did you tell her that news?
I've told of the oops happening was about an hour ago, actually.
Whenever you asked for the grace,
it was 2 days ago.
I don't know exactly where I know where kind of where you live, but I don't know where you live. Which way is east to you?
Going towards Cleveland, Ohio.
Oh, like point.
That way.
Okay. So the last 2 days, when you got up, when you looked out that window behind you, the sun was still coming up, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And did the business completely shut down?
No.
Are they still in business today?
Yes.
Unless something extremely drastic happens, they're probably going to be in business tomorrow too, right?
Yeah.
So, with that being said, where did all this need to put so much pressure on yourself come from?
That's something I don't know. And I think I've done it for a long time of, I feel like I have to be perfect. And I don't know if it's from growing up, from I grew up in a family of four kids, and I was raised to, you know, I had really high expectations set on myself for school, for sports. It's kind of carried into adulthood of going to college, being an honor student, you know, and now being my own business owner, doing my own thing. It's now carried into what my day by day is of my expectations are super duper high of myself. So I'm wondering if it's just because there was a lot when we were younger and that's now carried over.
Possibly. Okay. Let me ask you a scenario. Okay. What would you be okay with this scenario? Whatever you're trying to do, marketing, whatever. Okay. What if I told you for the rest of your life, no exceptions, you are going to get 3 out of 10, no matter how much effort, will, horsepower, whatever you put behind it, you're getting 3 out of 10. What would you say?
That's it. It sucks. Honestly, like I feel like I would, and I feel like I would constantly be trying to get above a 3. And if that's what I'm going to get, I mean, I'd have to accept a 3, but it would be really hard.
Okay. One little thing I left out of the equation. I forgot to tell you, you're a professional baseball player.
Oh. Oh boy. Yeah, I would expect a 3 out of 10, honestly.
Okay, so that's a key point. The greatest baseball players ever get out on average 7 out of 10.
Right.
7. That means they get out way more than they get on base. Like two and a third times more they get out than get on base. But what do we call baseball players who went 3 for 10 their entire career?
They're still baseball players.
Yeah. And the ones that went 3 out of 10, that means they batted 300 for their career. They're first ballot Hall of Famers.
Okay.
The greatest who have ever done, they've been playing baseball since the 1880s.
Right.
It's like they just started last week. Okay.
Yeah.
The greatest who have ever done it got out 7 out of 10.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Okay, so with that being said, it's not that we shouldn't try to be as good as we can possibly be at whatever we're trying to do. Okay. Right. But the pressure of being absolutely perfect.
Yeah.
I mean, think about, okay, let's go with the baseball thing again. Or like you said, I'm sure you played softball at some point. Okay. What if you had a shutout and you were the pitcher? Would that be acceptable?
I don't even remember what a shutout is, honestly, if you don't mind.
A shutout's when the other team doesn't score.
Okay.
Like the pitcher in especially fast pitch softball, like girls softball, the pitcher, when they get in the game, they basically don't come out of the game. They just pitch the whole game.
Yeah.
So if she shuts out the other team, that means they didn't score.
Right.
And it's hard to win if you don't score. Okay.
Yeah.
Like virtually impossible. Okay. You could tie, like in soccer, you can have 0-0, but you can't win if you don't score. But what if the criteria was not shutouts? What if anything less than a perfect game was not acceptable? Perfect game means nobody gets on base at all. No walk, no error, no hit, no nothing. No one touches first base.
Mm-hmm.
But what if that was the standard every single time you went out?
It wouldn't be attainable if that was the standard. It's not an attainable standard.
Hmm.
In yeah. that, it's not an attainable standard.
Yeah.
That's it.
Okay, so I think we're there.
I agree.
What you had was right then, you had what I was telling you earlier. It was an insight moment.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It went very quickly. And I've seen a couple hundred of these, so I can know when you're there. But what happened was, whenever you repeated that to yourself twice, you breathed, you took a deep breath in, and you went like this.
Yeah.
The light bulb clicked off or clicked on. And we're there.
Agreed. It's not an attainable standard at all of what I'm expecting out of myself. It's not.
Yeah. Give yourself some grace.
Big time.
Well, I mean, you got to remember that you're only one person and you're not, well, we've never met in person, but right. you don't look like a cyborg. Okay.
Yeah.
You're not a robot.
No.
Yeah, you could be, but I don't really think so. But you've got to let some grace in. And another thing you might want to consider is, instead of having expectations for yourself and for the work, I'm not saying the quality of your work. I'm talking about the overall scope of how much you can actually manage.
Yeah.
Okay? You have certain expectations of, like, the business wants you to do this and this and this, and you have expectations for yourself. What you might want to consider with, let's just start with the one, the lady who works nine nothing like you do too. Okay. Mm-hmm. You might want to maybe have a discussion with, not a discussion, just a conversation, and make some agreements. Because when you have agreements, this is not beating around the bush communication. This is clear, direct communication. Like, right. I don't know who this person is. Let's say her name's Jill. Okay. Hey, Jill, I'm agreeing to do this, this, this by this date. Is that okay? Oh, that's perfect. Okay. So what we have agreed to is I'm going to do this, this, this by this date, and then I'll deliver it, you know, 10 a.m. the next day.
Yeah.
That's perfect. Okay. Now, if she wants to throw you a curveball, something that's outside of the scope, another conversation needs to take place. I agree to do this, 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 but this, this, and this is A, it's outside my wheelhouse, and I'm going to need a little bit longer time because I got to figure this out. I don't know how to do this.
Yeah.
But I originally agreed to do this, 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 which I know how to do. But if an agreement's in place, now there's crystal clear communication where she's not mad at you for not doing whatever. You're not mad at her or yourself for not getting it done. Because, you know, you might do, maybe the agreement is, let's say it's going to take you 3 days to do whatever. Tell them it'll be 5.
Right.
But then if you deliver it in 4, they're thrilled and you still freed up a day.
Right.
Okay, so make some agreements, not expectations.
I like that.
Okay, and another thing I would suggest is, I believe we have the same beliefs. I believe, yeah. When it comes to, like, the creator and the whole deal.
Yeah.
Doesn't it say work 12 days in a week and never take a day off?
Yeah.
Oh, that's what the Bible says?
No, I'm sorry.
Work 12 days and take a day off. Never take a day
you're
off.
You're supposed to take Sunday.
Or Sunday. A day. Sundays aren't possible because your work schedule, whatever, but
right. The
schedule is set up to work 6 and take a day off.
Yeah.
So maybe a new agreement needs to be in place where, effective immediately, I don't work on Sundays anymore.
Right.
I'm not available by email, by text message, by phone. I am not available. The office is shut down on Sunday.
I think that's a good idea. I think that would let me take a day and just be me and give myself a day.
Well, notice it doesn't say take 4 days to work and 3 days rest. It says take a day.
Right.
So that might be a conversation that allows you a little bit of grace, because I promise you, let's say you implement this effective immediately, which I would do. Okay. Let's say Monday morning comes around and you look out that window behind you. I promise you the sun is still going to come up that next day. I promise you. And if the sun doesn't come up that next day, you're not going to be worried about your website and your marketing stuff.
Right.
Because we're going to have bigger issues if the sun doesn't come up. Okay. So give yourself some grace and maybe what you could do also, this may help too. Let's say instead of working an 8-hour day just nonstop, where sometimes you've missed lunch or you don't even drink enough water and you never go to the bathroom because you don't drink enough water because you got so busy. What if you just took 5 minutes an hour to just stop what you're doing in the middle of whatever you're doing, get up, do some air squats or do some jumping jacks and just walk around and clear your head for 5 minutes to recharge, and then you can get back in and get back at it.
I think that would be very beneficial. I think that would be very helpful in the day, in the scheme of things going on, of 5 minutes walking away, I'm not staring at a screen, or 5 minutes go get some water, go outside for 5 minutes even. And
Exactly. Because then you get kind of recharge your own batteries throughout the day instead of just getting up and you're just starting and draining it the second you get up.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times I went to a conference a couple weeks ago, and what he said was, do you ever get headaches from staring at the screen the whole time?
Yeah.
Okay. So what he said was, our eyes are directly attached to our brain. And he said, a lot of times when you get headaches, it's not from stress or over, it's just your eyes are physically tired. Because, yeah, you know, think about whenever you get a headache, all you want to do is just shut your eyes and lay down.
Agreed.
But that 5 minutes every hour, you might just walk outside and just shut your eyes and let the sun be on you.
Right.
And let your eyes rest for 4 or 5 minutes.
You're right.
And just see what happens.
Yeah. And that would give, obviously, when we started our call today, I was in glasses. I mean, that would probably give me a nice little break.
Right. So. And think about it. So say you work on a regular 8 or 10 hour day. Okay. Let's say you work a 12-hour day. You work from 7 to 7.
Yeah.
It took 5 minutes over the time. That's almost an hour.
Right.
Well, that actually is an hour. 5 times 12 is 60. That's 60. An hour break throughout the day where you're recharging your own batteries. And then when you sit back down, you're going to be more focused because you know you only have a 55-minute block to work. And
right.
Then you can take a 5-minute break.
It's a good way to put it. Honestly, I think that's perfect to implement.
Awesome.
And that 5 minutes, I think, would be a game changer.
Awesome. Okay, well, this was super fun. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you. I appreciate the guidance and the suggestions. So thank you.
Awesome. All right. Talk to you later.
David has been a coach basically his entire life. He was made to coach people. He loves seeing people transform their lives through coaching. It's been said that it takes a coach to get you to a place inside yourself that you can't get to by yourself. It's also been said that you're only one conversation away from a completely changed life, and that nothing ever happens outside of a conversation. If you'd like to have a conversation with David about where you currently are in life and where you want to go, reach out to him at davidcreel.com.